This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Paul Eno. We're learning why everything we know is wrong.
I have a question, Paul. You said in order to inhabit the role, you kind of have to be brought up in it. Like speaking about the shaman, who are generally raised in a tradition by their grandfather or grandmother, in the case of a girl, it generally skips a generation. And it starts early on, prepubescent, and then continues on throughout the person's lifetime until they become the head of whatever lineage it is or a practitioner of the lineage. And since I want to be a techno shaman, I guess I got to go out and learn HTML a little better.
Don't we all? Well, people often ask Ben that if he's with me on a show, and they'll say, well, how did you get like you are or whatever? How'd you get into this field? And he refers to himself as my spawn, you know, that he grew up with me and listened to every lecture I ever gave. Oh, listen. But really more deeply, Ben studied under a shaman who is full Aztec, full-blooded Aztec, and comes from generations of shamans. So it's really kind of, I suppose you could say, in his DNA. He lived here in Rhode Island, and Ben was able to go see him and do some work with him. And Ben still doesn't call himself a shaman. And people sometimes refer to me as a theologian. I mean, that's not true. I mean, I studied it formally and all this stuff, but the theologian implies a certain amount of even sanctity that I'm far from. In the same way, shaman, that term implies a lot more than just having studied it. It's lived it. So we transfer this over to what we call multiverse awareness. How do you take what the principles are that we think we might be seeing in paranormal research coming from the multiverse, multiple parallel realities, multiple versions of ourselves, seeing what you think is a ghost and is actually somebody going about their day, or communicating with someone or something from that sort of parallel realities, various parallel realities.
Question here, which just hit me as I was talking to you. We're talking about counterparts to us in different universes. What happens if the two meet?
Oh, that happens relatively frequently, I think.
Okay, so there's another one of me possibly roaming around loose. There's another Chris, another you, but not just in Earth 38, but right here.
Possibly. We often have people write to us, to our show and say, you know, I walked into the kitchen and, for example, there I was sitting at the island in the middle of the kitchen reading the paper. So people see ghosts of themselves, as it were. Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating thing. With the whole multiverse idea, as far as meeting yourself is concerned or affecting your own future, I think that is tempered by the idea that everything is simultaneous. You know, the old time conundrum, you go back and you shoot your own grandfather with a time machine or something, and you shoot your grandfather, how could you be born? Well, that doesn't seem to be how it works. Every time you make a choice or a decision or something happens, you've essentially created another, a branch of this universal tree, another universe. And as far as running into yourself right here, yeah, that's entirely possible. There's the old saying, everybody has a double. But the question is, what is the nature of the consciousness? What is the nature of the connection? What is the nature of the unity? I think that when we have various memories, or when we have precognitive dreams, things of this kind, we may very well be sharing a world with ourselves. We can be our own guardian angels. You know, the folklore about angels and things of this kind may not be just folklore. They may not necessarily be servants of God who will help you in your life. They may be other versions of yourself from worlds where you can, as this guy in that version of Ontario said, you can talk to your neighbors, and maybe you can help versions of yourself. I find this a lot with ancestors, something you don't hear very often in the West, that there's a real connection between certainly all people, but between other versions of ourselves and other versions of our own ancestors and loved ones and relatives. And it really is quite elegant and quite complete. I don't know how else to put that. But as far as running into physical versions of ourselves here, yeah, I hear that.
When someone sees something that might happen in the future, so you have a so-called psychic reading, are they just looking into another universe and seeing what's happening to that counterpart of you?
I think that's probably true. And again, because of the simultaneity of consciousness and what we call past, what we call future, is all simultaneous. I think that's relatively easily done. The question is, how do they interpret it? The fly in the ointment here, Gene and Chris, are what we call the parasites, okay? And we have a lot of material on this, too. And, for example, that poltergeist case in 74 with the Warrens, and I'm watching this refrigerator float. There are a lot of other things that happened that were very negative. And I think what we're dealing with are not, you know, demons. I mean, I think they fill the bill, but that's how we, in our narrow paradigm, approach it. You know, servants of Satan trying to wreck your life and all. They seem to be, on the other hand, life forms of several different species who will feed between worlds. And that's the critical thing. They seem to be able to move between worlds. Ben and I have found them feeding on several different events in several different worlds at the same time. I'm thinking of a case in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia in 04, where there was something going on in sharing the same space, something very negative, like a shooting. And the thing was feeding on that. And then it was going in. When it couldn't get enough there, it would go into the house and bother two girls who shared this apartment. And they believed they were being haunted by several other people who they interpreted as ghosts, but were actually living in a third parallel reality and were being fed upon by this parasite. It gets really tangled, but it's still pretty fascinating. And I think this is what it is. How do they move between these worlds? Well, life is very tenacious, and it's everywhere and every when. The whole biology of the at the bottom of the sea, you know, by the volcanic vents, you know, sulfur dioxide actually creating an environment that an entirely different ecosystem can live on than the one that is the biology is fed by the sun as ours is. You know, when we thought, this is one of the areas science was wrong, that all life has to be based on the sun. Even now, we go to other planets and we look for life, you know, as we know it. You know, we look for conditions and this. Well, what about life as we don't know it? Well, these parasites seem to be examples of life as we don't know it. And they feed upon, for the lack of a better term, energy that divides. I can't put any better finger on it than that. But you see them everywhere in the history of the paranormal. For example, the Bell Witch case, 1817 to 1821 in Tennessee, very well publicized. The American Haunting, the film The American Haunting with Donald Sutherland and Sissy Spacek was based on that case, a lot of books. But I think what a lot of people don't consider is that there was a lot more going on in this area than just this girl being picked on by what appeared to be a poltergeist. I think there were as many, and I was an unofficial consultant on that film. We were going to do a separate production, a featurette on it. So I was given some documents. And what was the basis of this? Well, there seemed to be child sexual abuse going on in this family. And popularly, it was considered that John Bell was the father, was attacked by the poltergeist, eventually killed by it. I don't think that was the case. The girl was also being fed upon by this. But I think when you look at what this thing was doing, it would attract as much attention as possible and feed on as many people as possible. It became so powerful from the attention it was getting from the neighbors and from the family that it was able to leave the house. I should say they. I think there were about six of these things. Leave the house and give people agricultural advice, send them on wild goose chase treasure hunts, do all sorts of things that are generally not reported. Now, I think what was happening was that, and this was one of the questions people would ask you. Who are you? What are you? And where did you come from? Well, the six of them seem to betray a fascinating trait I've seen among parasites, and that's that the longer they spend attached to a human host, or any host, in a parallel world other than their own, the more they tend to forget their own origins. It's utterly fascinating.
You know what's fascinating is to listen to these announcements. The book and the radio show are called Behind the Paranormal, Everything You Know Is Wrong, from Paul and Ben Eno. And Gene and Chris probably agreeing You're in the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Last few days, we've had an interesting phenomenon going on, and that is with Skype. Suddenly, I can't hear the people at the other end of the call. It's not my hearing going, it is Skype losing its mind. Going into another universe. Now, here's an interesting thing that comes to me, Paul, you know, when we talk about the multiverse and the interactions between our universe and another universe. you always look in the sci-fi stories about people going from one universe to another. You see kind of like a watery mist, kind of like Stargate. You see the water and you go into the water, this little gate or something, and you end up in another place. So is there a way, do we think, if I wanted to go to Earth 17, I could just go? Or do I will myself to Earth 17? Like they did in the movie Somewhere in Time, where Christopher Reeve wills himself back in time.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's possible, but I think moving from one world to another or jumping from one world to another is, I don't think it's quite that clear cut. We refer to world families, okay? In other words, when you get up and you think of them, even physicists will talk about them as almost bubbles or like soap suds. What's the term? Space-time foam, they'll sometimes call it, separated by membranes or brains, B-R-A-N-E-S. And we seem to not just live in one of these. We seem to pass through perhaps millions in a day. But the world family concept is that you, I suppose you get up and you have your morning routine. In the case of we're all guys, so we may probably shave and all this business. And I do that with a relatively a steady routine. But when we put the razor down, we've essentially passed into another universe, okay? But the thing is that our consciousness, probably the consciousness of the entire biosphere, keep those worlds pretty much in order. So that if you want to disrupt them, we pretty much have to all do it together. You could do it yourself, you know, with the proper kind of, I suppose, shamanistic training or mindset or whatever. But it's essentially moving the world through the world family in an orderly way that we pretty much determine. And when you have disruptions in that, you know, you're being jostled by another world family, some of which, the ones that are closest to us probably are not all that different, but some are. Hence, we were jostled in that house in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 74 by, what if we'd known at the time to look for, perhaps very, very disrupted electromagnetic fields or a number of other factors that we were jostled by or passed through by a world in which the laws of physics were very different, hence the refrigerator floated. You know, and you have things, you know, playing frisbee with your fine china. These are not part of our normal world families. They're a disruption of the order that we, perhaps as a biosphere, maintain. So consciousness is everything here. And to be able to move, I think, well, maybe you play the piano better than I do, Gene. Or maybe, Chris, you have an ability like that, only it's an ability to move more easily between brains, you know, through brains, B-R-A-N-E-S, this kind of thing, as we see in many, many worlds. It depends on physics. The laws of physics. In our particular world, one of the things that made me question the old spirit ghost idea was that the laws of physics here are really not conducive to the entirety of a being being maintained without a body, physical body. You know, that doesn't add up. Hence another idea that maybe you're dealing with parallel universes instead of a spirit thing. That's a long answer to a short question, but I think it's kind of yes and no. Yes, you can do that. You can move among worlds, and you do. But can you move, I think what you're really asking, Gene, to a very different world, say on another planet or into a world where you're married to somebody else or this kind of thing? And, yeah, that can be done. But here's the problem. We are at a point in our evolution where we might not really be up to that. A good example is probably the wildest thing I'll be able to say on the show today, and that's that when I was talking to shaman in Australia and in Quebec. One was, of course, an Aboriginal elder in Australia. The other was a Cree elder, a shaman in Quebec. Both told me that when they were kids, a shaman they knew had brought people back from the dead. Not resurrection, not reincarnation, actually brought people back from the dead by passing through a world boundary to a world where these people had not died. In the case of the guy in Quebec, he was the young father of a family. In Australia, he was a kid. And they literally grabbed them by the arm, pulled them across the membrane, and there they were.
How would they like that? What if they have their own lives in that other universe Isn't it kind of disruptive to say, okay, we're finding your existence in Earth 7, let's take it back to Earth 1?
Yes, that's pretty much what happened. And it was not a good idea. They realized it wasn't a good idea, according to, now again, this is 30 years, second-hand, third-hand information that I got. But they said the families had been totally distraught at the deaths of these two people and had offered them lots of money and all kinds of stuff, and they just sort of gave in because, you know, shamans are people too, right? So in the case of the young boy in Australia, he did not know some of his siblings, because in the world he came from, those siblings had never been born.
Sounds like the TV show Fringe. Do you remember the TV show Fringe?
I make a point not to watch these shows.
Okay.
Because I don't want people to say it's been suggested, because I've been talking about this stuff for 30 years myself. So.
Okay, let me just tell you very quickly what happens here. It's one of the lead characters, who is the son of this crazy guy. And it turns out that he's not the original. The original died, and his dad was so distraught he went into another universe and kidnapped the counterpart.
Seriously?
That's
wow.
On the TV show. It was a J.J. Abrams TV show called Fringe, and it was on several years ago. And John Noble was the crazy father. Of course, he's kind of a wacky guy. He's an actor from Australia. And that was one of the main plot points, that there was a second universe, a second Earth with somewhat different histories and such, with counterparts to us.
Yeah, I wonder if they read my books.
Well, this was about 10 years ago, I guess, by now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. But these guys actually told me this is what happened, again, in Quebec and in Australia. The Australian, and the guy in Quebec who was brought back literally lost his mind. Yeah, he couldn't handle it. He would walk to work every day past his own grave. So, I mean, how do you deal with that kind of thing? I don't think we're quite up to actually dealing with this sort of thing. So were we to move to a different world consciously, the results might be very bad. I mean, there's a reason for the order of the world families, and I think that we are so frightened. What did H.P. Lovecraft say? He said, the most terrifying thing to the human spirit is a disruption in time and space. When we stay in the order of the world families, we move through them in an area that to us, to our consciousness, seems we're moving from past to future. It's orderly. It's predictable. The sun comes up in the east, not the west, every day. And that gives us security and keeps us from losing it. Whereas if we deliberately disrupt the flow of the world families, when we experience paranormal phenomena through no fault of our own, although really it is, in a way, that's another story, we have trouble handling. It's like PTSD on steroids sometimes.
We've got more to come with Paul Eno, Everything You Know Is Wrong. Fascinating stuff with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris is now navigating from reality to reality. We don't know if we've got the guy from Earth 1 or Earth 38, right? I want to tell you that we have something here which is part of our reality. It's a second radio show called After the Paracast. And the way to hear that show is to join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. We give you After the Paracast. We have other special content there, some videos, and the commercial-free version of this show. So the people who post comments on YouTube and iTunes and say, oh, they got too many commercials, well, we give you the alternative. Just cost you a little bit every month to get it. We have Paul Eno, Everything You Know Is Wrong, and we're talking about, shall we say, the multiverse, alternate realities. So there was a theory that was voiced on this show and by a blogger named Red Pill Junkie, suggesting, and you've heard this possibly before, that there is a relationship between near-death experiences and UFO abductions. So are both seeing something happening in another universe?
Well, that's entirely possible. I'm thinking of a third phenomenon that is not well known. I think we're the only ones talking about it, but we call it the flashing nexus. And the nexus being the perhaps our core consciousness where all our lives perhaps meet, or where the consciousnesses are exchanged, this sort of thing. And the flashing comes from a report. Now, this started in the 70s, and there was a man on an operating table who later came to me and said that he had had experiences that had just he had no name for. He's on the operating table. All of a sudden, he was the doctor. And he kind of joked that it's a good thing he had all the man's imagination, memory, knowledge, because he was operating on himself. All of a sudden, he was the nurse. Then he was someone in the hallway. And then he was someone driving by in a car outside. And for a few seconds, he had the entire consciousness, he said, of all these different people, but flashing in a sense of one to the other. Later on, when this whole idea of the multiverse and, you know, shared lives come up and versions of ourselves, I wondered, you know, he's probably experiencing where he is these people in different parallel worlds. Okay, one by one and very quickly. We've had other reports of, not a lot, but other reports of that happening over the years. People who are not necessarily in physical trauma, they're sometimes just going through their normal day, and all of a sudden their consciousness shifts. Yeah, experiences of parallel lives one by one. And again, this can be a problem from the viewpoint of normality in our society. Normality is not only highly overrated, it's highly relative. Because I've seen people who have the dissociative identity syndrome, the multiple personalities, as they say, and sometimes they speak in different voices, and they're one. And I think that this, it may be literally true, that they may be experiencing real lives that they're living, and hence even the different voices. And various intersect points between these lives. I think that space-time is like Swiss cheese. I think that it's very common to have overlaps and intersects, and combinations of lives, things of this kind. And maybe that's how helps form our personalities, various aspects of ourselves from various worlds. I think it is a great interactive unity.
What about dreams? When we have dreams that seem more than passing in terms of reality, are we then participating in someone else's lives or witnessing it?
Well, someone else's lives, somewhere or someone, are our lives, you know, literally. The dreams are fascinating, of course, to everyone. When I was I'm a journalist by profession, and I was an editor at the Providence Journal, the Metro Daily here in Rhode Island. You know, you put out the morning paper the night before, so I was a night news editor there. And then I would get up early with my Ben and his older brother to take them to the school bus in the morning because my wife worked 9 to 5, and you know, you do what you have to do. But as a result, my sleep schedule was very broken up. I would sleep in the afternoon to make up for this, for like a couple of hours that I would lose by coming home at 1 or 2 in the morning and getting, you know what I'm saying. So as a result, I remembered, at least me, remembered more dreams than a lot of people might, and I would always write them down. I would visit certain places in these dreams, sometimes with my wife, sometimes with someone I didn't know, and I would have life memories of these places. I would know people there. For example, nothing spectacular about this, but there was a little cafe on a street corner somewhere in Pennsylvania, and in that particular life, we, I guess, lived there or near there. We knew people on the street. I would live like whole parts of days in these dreams. A lot of times I wouldn't remember everything, but and then there would be a certain amount of precognitive things, because whatever your déjà vu you're having, it has already occurred and is occurring in some parallel life or another, hence the idea that you've been there before. And I think dreams are real connections with the parallel lives we're living. Others may not make any sense. Whole books have been written about the symbolism of dreams, things of this kind. But I don't know. I think that many of them, all of them, or most of them may be experiences of parallel lives that we're living, parallel realities, and in real worlds where we have a life.
Well, I have a recurring dream where I live in this apartment complex, which is kind of sort of like a place I lived at back in the 1970s in Little Neck, New York, but not the same, because it had very unusual parking area in multiple parts. And that's what was different, because in the place I actually lived, it was a single parking area for every resident. And so I have that recurring dream, and I wonder, it seems pretty realistic at the time. And I seem to have different cars than I had here, mm-hmm. which is another aspect of it. I don't remember much of anything else.
Yeah. No, entirely possible, very common. I frequently have dreams of our old house. We had a lovely place in Cumberland, Rhode Island, in the middle of the woods, and lots of animals and rabbits and cats and all that, chickens. And I will have dreams of various versions of it. under various circumstances, different kinds of weather, different kinds of landscape. But it's always that a version of that house. And, we might still be there. We're not, Ben was born and we just didn't have the room. So we moved to a bigger house somewhere farther up the river. But, I think that these are a normal condition of our lives, a normal condition of our consciousness. And I'll go you one better there, Gene. I always like to speak at colleges because they ask intelligent questions. And at the end, they put us in like an armchair, like Santa Claus, and all the students come up and tell us their own stories, you know, their experiences. Well, I was at Mount Ida College near Boston many years ago, speaking there, and I got a kick out of it because half the students were studying to be undertakers. I thought that was kind of appropriate. And two freshman girls came up to me at the end, and they said, you know, and I've been talking about human relationships in the multiverse, and they said, what if, why is it that we saw each other for the first time, never seen each other before, across the crowded room on registration day, and we were sisters from the start. And they'd been terrific friends ever since that day. And I said, well, because probably at some point in the multiverse, you are one another. You are literally each other, somewhere, some when. They knew precisely what I was talking about. They recognized it, and I find that happens a lot with people. And they went, scurrying away perfectly happy that they had an explanation. So this unity is indiscriminate, it's complete, and it does some strange things to the notion of the individual. As Professor Amit Goswami says, the individual doesn't. Individualism is the mistake. The individual, the sense of self is a sense of self-reference, but that we are part of this greater unity. So take that for what it's worth. I think it's true.
We have Paul Eno joining us, explaining why everything we know is wrong, which we agree with Gene and Chris. We'll have questions from listeners coming up shortly. You're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Gene and Chris in the Paracast with Paul Eno. Chris, you want to toss a question or two in right now from our listeners?
Okay, Paul, here's one. I think we discussed it maybe briefly when you were on before, back in December 2014. But this one comes from Marduk, who's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com, where you can post your questions for our guests. He's been on since 2008. He's one of our longtime posters.
Chris, we'll let him take a rest cure if he keeps it up. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Connecticut's Skinwalker Ranch. He's quoting you, I think, here. The place seems to be a genuine crossroads of the multiverse. The resident family, which has lived in the house for generations, regularly seems to rub elbows not only with its own ancestors, but with strangers of human and non-human species, all evidently sharing the same physical space, but within their own parallel worlds. The UFO component became evident in 2009, as did a military presence in the area that caused considerable local speculation. To the present day, frequent UFOs and military air traffic are seen in this out-of-the-way rural area. Now, I remember you mentioned this before, but do you want to give us a quick background on the case and then possibly any updates that you might have?
Sure, Chris. There was we were contacted by the woman who grew up in the house, and this is a 1793 farmhouse in which six generations of the same family have lived. I think that's pretty cool. And she herself had lived in the house for 62 years when she contacted us, and said that she had read my 2006 book, Faces at the Window, 2002 book rather, Faces at the Window, I should say Footsteps in the Attic, I can't get my own book straight, which suggests this multiverse idea as an explanation for many paranormal phenomena, because she said the goofy things that were happening in the house just had no equivalent in anything else she'd read, and that this multiverse thing was probably the best explanation she had. For example, horses galloping up and down the hallway. You couldn't see them, but you could hear them. People would get out of the way. I myself had a couple of horse experiences there. And the legs hanging from the living room ceiling when the family was sitting there walking as if on a surface that wasn't present in our world. Things that really don't have any names are these boxy structures kind of dancing by the windows outside, funny little shadows running around the house. I mean, you know, it could go on and on. This was something that we do is we look beyond one particular house or one particular piece of property even, and inevitably you will find to one degree or another that the neighbors are having problems, if you can talk to them. In this case, we were able to, some. And the house right down the road and across the road, Vietnam vet, very rugged kind of guy, not afraid of anything except his house. He would, neither he nor his wife would be in the house alone at any point because of the weird things that would happen there. That we found that the whole area was experiencing a spike in UFO sightings, Bigfoot sightings even. It's about 100 miles from New York City. And what essentially we believed was happening was that you've got, when you have multiversal intersects, when you've got different worlds in large numbers intersecting, you're going to have not just ghostly phenomena, you're going to have things that people are interpreted as UFOs, things people interpret as Bigfoot, these other weird creatures that don't have any names, all happening in the same area. The area has, from a central triangle, if you will, of about 5 square miles, it's expanded to about 220 square miles in our research over the years. The military showed up in 2009, and we traced them to a very strange farm about 5 miles, or actually just a few miles from this original house. And there is evidence of underground activity. The barn was torn down, the central barn, a dairy-type place. No cows, no farming going on. The two silos remained. A huge metal sheet appeared there in 2013 that could only be seen from the air. Brand new building, farm buildings have been put up. Nobody sees this happening. And we have, our show has reporters, and we have a network of, for lack of a better term, spies who don't know each other, who feed us information from these different places. And anyway, like a long story short, there's still fluky things going on in the area. There is evidence of public behavioral changes. And part of our gang, one of our gang is a behavioral scientist from New York City, and she kind of is going to be taking a look at some of this. People began driving on the wrong side of the road in numbers way beyond statistical probability. When that was noticed in the, of course, accidents resulted. When that was noticed in the local press and social media, it stopped.
When did this happen?
This is pretty much 09 and 10. So again, this is your classic flap area. We call it Connecticut Skinwalker Ranch because we've never been able to get near the one in Utah for some reason. But you know, who needs it when you've got one in Connecticut that's just sort of like
that? Yeah, in Litchfield County of all places. I mean, what are the odds?
Oh, exactly. The area has a long history of strange things, but I mean, when you got Bigfoot and all this stuff, and we've seen things ourselves that I never would have believed. And again, we're still working on it. At the southern end of this, you have some negative things. That's where the Sandy Hook School Massacre occurred in 2012.
Right.
I'm sorry to say. But that, you know, may be connected, maybe not. But there were a lot of strange things going on there. We're working on one now in Pennsylvania, because Rendlesham Forest in England. And this is, I think you have to approach an entire area in order to begin to understand the machinations of the various intersects that may be going on. That's our point of view anyway. But the military always shows up.
Yeah, it's part of my little formula I came up with on how to identify a hotspot area. And one of the main components is the government and military tends to have a presence almost constantly and is trying to expand that presence, which is
or something that seems
thing.
Like the military, you know? I mean, I'm a veteran, and I had a clearance that wasn't very high, but I've spied on Cuban stuff from helicopters and all. But I mean, that was a very long time ago. But you know, there are certain principles in the intelligence community about how things work, and I don't know. Everything's funny about this presence. So maybe the military, it might not be. I don't know.
Well, I have a question here from Han, which talks about your area there in New England. And he's wondering, what kind of creature do you think Bigfoot is? Let me go to the second question. We'll go back to that one. Have you heard of a creature a bit like a werewolf or devil dog called a Kanuk or a Kanuk, K-N-A-N-U-K-E, or he spells it C-A-N-O-O-K, that has been reported in New England? I read about this on a website that is no longer online. So the spelling may be wrong. If he recalls correctly, he thinks the report started early on, maybe in the 17th or late 17th or early 18th century. Now, Kanuk, that sounds something a little bit more northern and western, but does this ring a bell? Kind of like a Jersey devil dog type thing up there in New England?
Yeah, it actually does. I haven't researched it personally, but we've heard smatterings of reports from northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. As you say, up toward Quebec, you know, and there is some speculation that it may be associated with, you know, some of the Wendigo legends. that the natives had, that kind of thing. But the idea of canine cryptids, as they're called, is something we're looking into because we're working on a book. We want to have it out by June on, it's called Behind the Paranormal, Bigfoot, Mothman, and Monsters You Never Heard Of. It's aimed more or less at young people. And we're going to be talking probably a little bit about that, and we'll see. We're still trying to get it together, but we haven't got much time. But I have heard of that. New England has a lot of cryptid sightings for a place this size. Rhode Island, for example, which is only 48 miles long and 37 miles wide. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the standard of measurement for any iceberg encountered by the Coast Guard. And
well, definitely the smallest continental state in the United States.
Political unit, yeah. So, but I know people in the National, because everybody here knows everybody else, in the National Guard who swear they've been close enough to Bigfoot to throw a rock at it in the what's known as the Great Swamp Management Area in southern Rhode Island. A lot of Rhode Island, western and southern Rhode Island is very rural. Most of the development is around Providence, Narragansett Bay, and up through the Blackstone Valley. So there are a lot of rural areas and a lot of very strange Bigfoot sighting, including an albino Bigfoot sighting within 10 miles of where I live a long time ago, but it was, you know, within, you know, the last 30 years. So, again, evidence of, you know, how does a developed area, and we're looking at this in the Western Pennsylvania case, support a population of any large creature, presumably a mammal. And the question is, it either can't or there's nowhere for them to go, hence the idea that they come and go across the boundaries of parallel realities. And very often when the natives, the people you talk to in cryptid research are hunters and the natives, if there are any, because they see everything, especially the hunters and the natives have all the background, the historical background and tradition. And tradition is something to be listened to.
Let's pursue this in more detail in our next segment with Paul Eno, Behind the Paranormal, Everything You Know Is Wrong. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.